So I'm going to be presenting data which is actually an extension of what my colleague Chris Harper just presented using the same data set. Our question was, are SCD campaigns having any perceived impact on youth attitudes, norms, and behaviors? And I'd like to acknowledge Chris, who conducted the analyses, and Matthew Hogman, who's in the audience, as well as my other colleagues from the Division of SCD Prevention at CDC. I will not belabor this because I know we've sat through 3 days of much of the same theme. We know that STDs disproportionately affect youth, ages 15 to 24. We also know that stigma is a very significant barrier to STD information seeking, open communication, prevention, testing, and even treatment seeking, not just among youth, but among adults too. I think, in fact, it's been inadvertently perpetuated by our public health system, education system, and medical systems, too, which we've been hearing as a theme throughout. But positively, there seems to be a shift and a movement away from this stigmatizing sort of approach to STDs and sexual health. My colleagues and I recently did a literature review of STD campaigns, testing and prevention campaigns, and we found that they do seem to have an effect on both STD testing and prevention behaviors. We also found, encouragingly, that they seem to be shifting towards more positive sexual health approaches, and many of them have as a goal minimizing stigma, so not just promoting behaviors, but actively trying to promote a more positive sexual health approach. And here are just some examples of some of the campaigns. There have been many at the local, even community level, state level, and fewer at the national level. But one thing we don't know is whether STDs are actually having any impact. Are they shifting the needle on how youth in particular, in this case, think about, talk about, and then approach STD testing and prevention behaviors? And I thought the bright colors would wake you all up in case you're still sleeping. So our research objectives were to evaluate whether recent media campaigns in general are perceived to impact STD testing attitudes and behaviors among youth ages 15 to 25, whether awareness of a national STD testing campaign is associated with greater perceived impact of STD campaigns on youth personally, and let me start over with that second bullet. We wanted to then look specifically at one national campaign, which Chris was just talking about, the GYT campaign. He already has gone over the goals of that campaign, but just in case anyone has just walked in, I will briefly mention that those goals are to promote testing through open communication with partners, providers, and peers, also through normalized testing, and then linking youth to testing services. So, as Chris already mentioned, we use an online survey panel. This is a consumer research survey group. We conducted the survey between August and September 2013, and the participants were recruited through address-based sampling and random digit dialing, and youth received a cash award, a $5 incentive, or actually a cash equivalent, I should say, which went up to $10 in the final week of the survey. And so we assessed whether perceived impact of STD campaigns on social acceptability and open communication around STDs and STD testing. We actually did that by asking youth whether they perceive the impact to either be have no impact at all or a very large impact. And then we asked them whether campaign messages have made respondents personally more or less likely or neither, and this is what I was thinking of on the previous slide, but whether they were personally impacted on whether they're thinking more positively about STD testing, talking more openly about STDs and testing with friends, partners, or healthcare providers, and then whether it's impacted their testing or condom use behaviors. We then looked at GYT awareness. Chris already discussed how we measured awareness. It was both name recognition and logo recognition. And we wanted to compare whether those who were aware of GYT perceived more positive impacts on youth in general and personally relative to those who were not aware. So to do that, we conducted a series of logistic regressions. We controlled, as Chris mentioned, for gender and race ethnicity. Chris also mentioned that the data were weighted to the 2010 census. I will just quickly go over this because Chris just went over this with you, but we had about 4,000 participants, evenly, roughly separated or distributed between genders. We had three age segments, also pretty even distribution. And then for race ethnicity, it was predominantly white, with 20% Hispanic, 13% black non-Hispanic, and 8% multiracial or other. 60% of our sample reported ever engaging in any kind of sexual behavior, oral, vaginal, or anal. 92% were heterosexual, reported being heterosexual, with about 8% reporting gay, lesbian, bisexual, or other. So we asked them, recently there have been several media campaigns about STDs or STD testing. How big of an impact do you think messages like these have on people your age? And in this graph, or these two graphs, the blue and green bars represent those who reported either a very big impact or somewhat of an impact, respectively. What we see is that nearly 60% taken together reported that it had some impact on people talking more openly and on the social acceptability of STD testing. We then asked to please indicate whether messages about STDs or STD testing have made you more or less likely, or neither, to do the following. And in this graph, what we see, the red bars actually represent those who say it hasn't made much difference. We can see between 50 and 60% of youth actually reported that it had no difference. However, between 30 and 40% reported that it made them think more positively and talk more openly about STDs or STD testings with friends, partners, providers, or the person they are with at the time that they saw the ads. Interestingly, there were about 5 to 8% of youth that reported that it made youth less likely to talk or think more positively about STDs. We then asked youth to please indicate whether messages about STDs or STD testing have made you more or less likely to either get tested or use condoms. And again, we see between 50 and 60% saying that it really hasn't made much difference, but somewhere between, I think it's 37% and 43% saying that they've gotten tested for STDs and are more likely to use condoms during sex. So then we looked at GYT awareness. Chris reported that there were 13% of respondents who reported GYT awareness based on logo recognition and name recognition. We compared GYT aware youth to GYT unaware youth, and what we found was that GYT aware youth were significantly more likely to report that campaigns in general had a positive impact on people talking openly about testing and increased social acceptability of STD testing. And you can see there were between upward of 2 and 3 times more likely. Looking at personal impact of campaigns, GYT aware youth were significantly more likely to report that messages about STDs or testing have personally made them more likely to think more positively and talk openly with friends, partners, providers, and the person they're with when they see the ad. Again, we see upwards of 2 and 3 times more likely. And then finally, personal impact on testing and condom use. We see that GYT aware youth were significantly more likely to report that messages have personally made them more likely to use condoms or get tested. Again, close to, over 2 and 3 times more likely. So to summarize, a majority of youth believe that campaigns have positively impacted open communication and social acceptability of STD testing among people their age. Roughly one-third of them report personal impacts of STD campaigns. And then awareness of the GYT campaign was positively associated with perceived campaign impacts on communication and social acceptability regarding STD testing and all measures of personal impact compared to GYT unaware youth. So this is kind of extending previous studies looking at the GYT campaign itself. There are obviously some limitations with this data. It's subject to self-report again and social desirability. Also, we realize that youth may not consciously be aware of the effects of advertising. Most of us aren't. So there's limitations there. Also, the relationship between GYT awareness and perceived impact of campaigns is correlational only. And then responses didn't capture exposure to any other campaigns beyond the GYT campaign, so we really don't know when they're responding to this, which campaigns they're thinking of, that which ones they've been exposed to. And then the quantitative nature limits our ability to interpret results, so we don't know which campaigns they may perceive to impact them more significantly than others or have more meaning to them. And we also don't know, somewhat of concern, whether those who report negative impacts, we don't know why we're seeing those negative impacts. So to conclude, we do think these findings are encouraging. They suggest that campaigns may be normalizing STD communication and testing prevention behaviors, maybe moving the needle a little bit on the stigma spectrum, and that future research should explore both successful campaigns and elements of messaging to see what's working, and then also possible unintended effects of campaigns. Thank you.